The Glass Lady Project with your host, Becky Mitchell. This program features artists and individuals from our community who have stories and history to share.
This is Becky Mitchell with the Glass Lady Project, and I have a very special guest joining me today, Melody Bober. Welcome.
Thank you.
And I say very special, Melody, because you've known me for, well, over half my life, but two-thirds of my life, probably.
Yes.
You were actually my sixth grade music teacher way back when in Moorhead at Riverside Elementary.
Yep. That was a joy.
You were just telling me prior to the show that you were given all those just awful sixth graders all at one time.
Turned out they were the biggest blessing of my life.
Well,
so fun and so eager to learn and so full of energy, and it was the best.
I loved those music years, and I think as we segue into kind of what you're doing today, you really impacted, I know for me, a love of swing choir, of the singing and dancing, and I was pretty shy, so it really kind of brought me out of that umbrella a little bit. And I think you probably did that for a lot of us.
Well, like I say, you guys were so willing to try new things too. Everybody was eager and willing and excited about everything and uninhibited, really. It was fun.
Yeah, yeah. Those rainbow suspender days will be always fondly remembered.
Yeah.
But segueing to today, you're still impacting kids and probably, I'm sure, adults as well through piano and music. Tell us a little bit about what you do in 2016.
I have been teaching piano for, this is my 40th year. I've been in the Detroit Lakes area for about 18 years now, and I have a wonderful group of students. Ages 7 all the way to seniors in high school. I have had adults. Right now I just have one, and she's a gem. All of the kids are just, you know, with their busy lives and everything, I just appreciate so much that they still consider piano important. And their parents, wonderful group of parents here in Detroit Lakes. And I say Detroit Lakes, but they come from Frazee and Lake Park and Pelican Rapids and all of the surrounding area as well. Just really a delight, really a blessing to be able to teach here at the community center as well. I'm up here in the third floor, and it's really a nice facility, and so I just really appreciate that opportunity. It's so convenient for the kids too.
Yeah,
so it's just nice.
Yeah, we're in your studio right now. You have a beautiful big windows and the old hardwood floors at the community center. Detroit Lakes Community
has a lot
Cultural
of character
center. Lots
yeah.
of character.
Great view of Detroit Lakes, so
and beautiful piano. And
mm-hmm.
Have you always taught piano? Were you teaching piano back in the days of teaching elementary music as
always
well?
Always taught piano. Always had a few students, sometimes quite a few, actually. But through it all, it has been really a love of mine. It was back in about 1995 that I had a few students that I thought might be kind of fun to write music for. And that's when I first kind of dabbled in composition. And I had a piece called The Irish Suite that I just played it for my husband one night. And he said, gee, you know, that sounds kind of nice. You should get that published. Well, you know, I was in Moorhead, Minnesota, and how do you do that? So I just sent it out to a variety of publishers, and one by one, I got rejection letter after rejection letter, and the last one said, yes, we'll publish it. And that's kind of what took off the whole publishing end of it. That company did several, 30-some, and then I kind of went to another company that really promoted me and put me on the road and doing workshops and different things. To date, I have a little over 900 compositions and arrangements that I have on the market. And I have actually enjoyed meeting teachers across the country. I do a lot of teacher groups, conventions and conferences, state conventions. Every year I go to the national convention and perform or present. You just meet the nicest people. And I've been to every state except Alaska. And I'd like to go to Alaska, but not for a workshop. I'd actually just like to
go
there.
Definitely on the bucket list, but maybe a cruise to Alaska.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Enjoy your time. Enjoy your time. You obviously brought up the publishing, and that's so interesting. And I, you know, the first time that I kind of connected those dots as an adult, I was like, wow, I didn't know that you did all this. Truly, that's a story of stick with it. You know, reject. You hear that from authors. You hear that from musicians, composers. So stick with it. And
yes, absolutely. I made it sound like it just kind of happened overnight, but it really didn't. I did a lot of research because I didn't know one thing about how to submit or anything or to get my pieces copyrighted or, you know, what do you do? And it was a little bit of a journey, but I was really persistent. And I have to say my husband was very instrumental and my daughter, because they are the ones that kept saying, no, this is good. You should get it out there for others to enjoy.
Had there been multiple pieces that you were working on, or was it kind of that one piece?
Well, I had done about 4 or 5, but it was that particular one that had a real Celtic flair to it. And that was it probably still is kind of popular, but it was very popular back then, the whole Celtic thing. And so that was the one that attracted the most attention at the time. But since then, it's been, just a wide variety of elementary things and intermediate and more advanced. And then I've done arrangements for pop and jazz and sacred. So a lot of range of Christmas, you know, just a lot of arranging as well, which I enjoy that just as much. So, yeah, it's been really a lot of fun.
You're still writing and continuing on.
I hope so, yes. Yep, it's so far so good. And, you know, students keep needing music. And I do more of the supplementary things. And then there's also people that write, you know, like method books and stuff as to how to play the piano. And so I use those, but I actually contribute more to the supplementary end.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And on the teaching end, are you accepting students?
I am pretty full right now. I did actually have a waiting list this fall. I will say probably not, especially if you're public school. Sometimes if they're homeschooled, we can work them in. But
right. Yeah, just because of the hours and such, yeah. There are many teachers in the area, though, correct? So
yeah, there's a few.
If I were really wanting you to teach me or my child, do you accept a waiting list?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You can give me a call.
Okay.
And sometimes it just actually works out. Sometimes there's changes and sporting events. You have to put students later in the day, so that opens up an earlier spot, and different things happen like that. If they're in dance or different things. So yes, absolutely.
What would you say if you are a parent listening to this, or maybe you're a student listening to this, and you are struggling with that student? They won't practice, or their heart just doesn't seem to be in it. Are you kind of beating a dead barrel or a dead horse, or should you push them through or kind of let them move on, do you think?
There again, I have to just give accolades to the students that I have. And I'm sure it's partly the great parents and stuff too that give them a lot of praise and encouragement. But honestly, I have not ever had one that I would just say, oh, you know, that's it, or you got to give it up or whatever. But what is kind of important is, as busy as they are, to just, if they could just like make a little bit of time every day. We're not trying to get them to Carnegie Hall necessarily. It's just a progression to get to the point where they can play for their own enjoyment. I have students that are in praise and worship bands in their church. I have other kids that accompany groups, and a few of my students have formed their own musical bands, you know. And so there's a wide variety of reasons why students study piano.
I think you bring up a great point that you have to get to a level where they find the enjoyment, but they can't get to that level until they learn the skills.
A thing that's hard maybe to learn too at an early age, but that if you just think it through, piano is for life. You can just still be playing piano when you're 80 years old. It's not anything that will ever leave you, and you can always love it. You can always enjoy it. You can use it in the community and,
sure,
and in your church and just in your family. Like my own daughter can now, you know, she can play duets with her little girls because she knows how to play the piano. And so it's just a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. It's been proven over and over and over, music and the ability to read music, how that helps academically through those school years as well. You know, it helps with math and it helps with understanding, and you think differently when you are engaged in musical activities.
I think that's really true. And the students that they're in band or they're in choir or they're in dance, all of these arts work together. And I have students that maybe aren't in band, but they're very artistic and creative in other ways. And it all works together. It's all that entire art framework.
So true. My personal experience with piano, I started out in the, you know, the fifth grade student in orchestra because we were in Moorhead. It was a little larger community. And playing violin, which is hard. And my sixth grade year, my parents decided that they should buy a piano, even though we didn't play piano, any of us, in our home. And so they purchased this piano and immediately signed my brother and I up for lessons with the gal who lived across the street, who was a professor at Concordia. I loved piano because it's the same scale and the same notes as violin, but it just was so much easier for me. And I think I only took maybe 2 or 3 years of it. I was in the adult kind of fast track because I'd learned to read mm-hmm. notes already. And I wish now as an adult I'd stuck with it longer. But of course, you get busy with those junior high years and what have you. But I, with my own daughter who's playing now, every now and then I could still go over and kind of tinker away with her a little bit. But stick with it, I think.
Yeah, it's fun. I really give credit to these kids that stick with piano all the way through high school. Some of them have jobs and they're taking these advanced courses and some of them are taking college credits, and yet, you know, they'll stick with it. And I just really give them a lot of praise because that's really something.
Well, Melody, thank you so much for joining me today on the show. And we're going to close by listening to a couple pieces that you have composed and are playing for us. But thank you again so much. And if somebody wants to get in touch with you, should they come to the community center?
That would probably be the way to go. Thank you, Becky.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy Art Culture Heritage Fund of Minnesota. To hear more, feel free to visit www.nijiradio.org. That's www.nijiradio.org.